What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. Men Like Fruits 2 is a hilarious title to me. I don't know about y'all, but it's hilarious to me when I think about some of this stuff, because we've made, hyper-masculinity, we've made stuff just be so damn weird. But for those of us who are over 30, we are having real conversations, us men, about our weight, our hair, our clothing, our body, like whatever, you know, we are having those real conversations. And Men Like Fruit too. I don't know if that, listen, that might have blown your mind just now that I even made that stuff. Let me make sure I read it correctly. Men Like Fruits too. So I was in Kroger's. For those of you who have Kroger's, whatever your local grocery store is, or whatever you consider a grocery store, I was in Kroger's, and I noticed, like, usually when you're in Kroger's and you go over there with the vegetables and the fruits and all of that type of stuff, the deli, whatever you want to call it, whatever store, whether you're in Walmart, whatever store, for the bougie people, Target, whatever stores, if you go to the the Sam's all these different stores, right? So when I go in there, typically, you know who you see over there, right? You see women, you see couples, husbands and wives, women with kids, you see old elderly folks, you know what I'm saying? But you don't see a lot of men, you know what I'm saying? Just a man by himself, whether it's a white man or black man specifically, you definitely don't see a lot of black men. Black men is kind of like, you know, when you see a black man in a certain area, you give him a head nod or something like that. You know what I mean? We just got that community. So I was in Kroger's, and I'm over there. I need to get some more stuff for the house. I think on this day I got plums, I got peaches, I got what else did they have? Did I get bananas? I think I got what else did I get? I got grapes. I can't even think. We ate everything. I can't even think of what all I got, because this was probably a couple weeks ago now. But I got certain stuff that looked good. You know what I'm saying? And I'm one of those people that when I go over there, I'm checking my stuff, making sure it's looking good and stuff like that. And I don't eat the stuff. I heard about that. Like older folks that eat the grapes to see if they're good and stuff like that. I think y'all just getting some samples. I don't think y'all really gonna buy them damn grapes. I'm gonna be honest. I had never heard of that until like past couple of years. I'm like, I didn't know older folks was going into the stores and stealing some free fruits and stuff. I said, well, that's a good idea. So when I'm in there and I'm getting this stuff, I see a black dude. Now it's a quick interaction. You know what I mean? Because I don't really, it's always one of those things. You know what I mean? You look at your masculinity. I know this sounds stupid, but I'm being serious. You over there, you know, you a man. Now, look, I've been doing this for a long time. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to getting the potatoes, getting the certain veggies, the cucumbers, the squash, all this different. Like, you know, I'm a professional at this point. You know what I mean? Get the lemons, the oranges, whatever the case may be. The broccoli, making sure it's fresh, it's good, and stuff like that. The head of lettuce, whatever other. I know y'all probably like, oh, that's regular stuff. It does not matter, because I'm a man, and men like fruits too. We, you know what I'm saying? We can go get some stuff too or whatever. So I see the guy come through, and he kind of give me the quick head nod, like, yeah, it'd be one of them things almost like when men go in the store and they get tampons for women and stuff like that. It's almost like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you over here too? Oh, okay, cool. You know, it's like a quick, you know, silent thing, like, hey, I see you. You know what I mean? Respect for even coming over here. You know what I mean? And not, you know, doing it yourself, man. Whether you're a single man or you're in a relationship, it's just one of those things, man. It's like a rite of passage for us men to go out and men. Get you some fruit. If you're not getting no fruits, I'm talking about go get the fruits to show yourself, man. You know, get your kiwis and whatever stuff you think you might like. Go on out there and get yourself, man. Hey, don't be embarrassed. It's okay. Men like fruits too. It's okay for you to go get your own fruits to learn about the different stuff, to figure out what's ripe and what's not ripe. You know what I mean? What's gonna take a little bit longer? What need to sit at the house? Except, do it need to be in the refrigerator? How much condensation? Do it need to be sitting on the counter and it don't need to go in the refrigerator because it's gonna go bad? You need to know about that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm one of those men. I salute the rest of the men out there that, you know how to go out there and get some stuff, man, and just trying to have a healthier lifestyle. All jokes aside, man, just trying to have a healthier lifestyle, trying to have better habits and just make better decisions, you know what I mean? So it's good to see other black men, other men in general, picking up their own stuff from, you know, the grocery stores and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And of course, we appreciate y'all women helping us, but you know, we got to put on our big boy pants and be able to go to that store and pick up those raspberries ourselves, you know, those blackberries ourselves, and figure out what to do. Whether you making smoothies, I don't really do smoothies. I still got to get to that, but that's a separate conversation. Or whatever you doing, you know what I mean? I got two kids, and so we just have to make sure we continue to incorporate that in our household. I have not been the biggest person when it comes to these things, as far as fruits and vegetables, but as I get older, I'm trying to incorporate, you know, avocados and tomatoes and just some different things that I've never incorporated before. So I wanted to come to y'all today, have this quick conversation and let y'all know. For the people who don't know, we like fruit too, you know. Now sometimes we might be embarrassed, man. Like, but I'm telling y'all, it's okay, man. Release it, man. Come out of the come out of the dark ages, come out of that cave and go on up in that stove. For yourself, you an adult, and go get you some fruits, man. You need them. It's good to have them in your house. Those are better snacks than all of the bullshit you got in your house right now. You know exactly where to go to get all of the bullshit. Figure out where to go to get you some of that good shit. It might be a little bit more expensive, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. I'm already over on my time. I gotta say something else other than peace, man. I'm gonna holler at y'all next time. Deuces. Same fucking thing.